The Philippines' so-called war on drugs is notorious for its violence against suspected drug dealers and even users. The government of President Rodrigo Duterte has been accused of extrajudicial killings in the effort to eradicate the drug trade. Now, Amnesty International has issued a report on the government's alleged abuses. It says the anti-drug campaign is so indiscriminate, it rises to the level of crimes against humanity, and it's calling on the international community to act. Rauya Rage is a senior crisis advisor for Amnesty. She's in New York. Who exactly is being targeted in these operations?
The police say that they target people who are allegedly involved in selling or using drugs. Our documentation indicates that the vast majority of the people who end up being killed belong to poor and marginalized communities. That is why we have repeatedly described this policy as a war on the poor. The vast majority of the families we speak to have been further impoverished by this policy. Families continue to sustain massive debt after the killings of their breadwinners. And several local officials that we have spoken to and others indicate that those who continue to be target belong to these poor and marginalized community rather than quote-unquote big-time drug operators.
Rodrigo Duterte is scoring in approval ratings. In opinion polls, he's going into the 70 to 80% range. How do you account for that?
There's no denial that Rodrigo Duterte is a popular president. Amnesty International does recognize the risk that drugs can pose to individuals and societies, and obviously the obligation of governments to adopt adequate measures to protect their people from the harmful effects of drugs. What we would like to tell the Philippine government and the Philippines people is that the Philippines can fight drugs effectively without murdering suspected drug offenders at such a deliberate and systematic scale. States should aim to curb the negative impact of drugs through fair and non-discriminatory enforcement, and of course, more importantly, through adequate prevention campaigns and effective drug treatment. They should not be pursuing policies that violate human rights and are detrimental to public health.
Is anybody in Duterte's government listening to that advice?
Since the launch of the report earlier this morning, Manila Times, several Philippine government officials have reiterated their usual line of denying our findings and saying that anybody who has a case should be filing cases and that witnesses should come forward. To them, we would like to say that at the heart of the issue, at the heart of the problem is the difficulty. I would like to use the words of one of our interviewees, as if, quote unquote, as if it were so easy. We have been able to see the extent of the difficulties families face in bringing forward cases. There is an absolute palpable sense of fear of reprisal. Families are terrified to come forward. Witnesses are terrified to come forward. And it's not easy to file a case. To begin with, we were able to see how families struggle to obtain crucial documents such as police reports and autopsy reports needed to dispute the police's narrative and account.
So is the deal in the Philippines, the police might get a word or hint or a rumor of somebody dealing drugs and they just go out and they kill him? I mean, is it as blunt as that?
This policy does involve specific steps. It begins from the collection of so-called drug watch lists that are collected by local officials. And we were able to document once again in this report the immense pressure on local officials to collect these so-called watch lists that are not based in any legal process, but are entirely based on personal knowledge, rumor, and innuendo. And then these lists are submitted to the police. And what we see is that people on these drug watch lists, as well as others, then end up being targeted by the police and end up being arrested or, much worse, killed.
A number of countries have called on the UN to investigate the Philippines' war on drugs, Duterte's war on drugs. Do you support that effort? I mean, what else can be done?
As I've mentioned, we have documented in the past and we continue to document the deliberate and systematic natures of the killings and that they are part of a government-orchestrated attack against poor people suspected of using or selling drugs. That is why Amnesty International is calling on the international community, specifically through the Human Rights Council, to step in and initiate an investigation. Currently, there is a resolution at the Human Rights Council. It is an important first step. It does put the Philippines on the agenda of the Human Rights Council for the first time formally. And we would like to see support to this resolution because any other action would tacitly be supporting these unlawful killings.
Rawia Rage with Amnesty International in New York. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.